Philippines seeks U.S. extension to buy Russian oil. The Philippines has been actively seeking an extension to its waiver to purchase Russian oil and petroleum products, with Secretary of Energy Sharon Guerin expressing optimism about securing this opportunity. The waiver, which expired on April 11, would allow the country to continue importing oil from sanctioned countries. However, Guerin emphasized that the government is also exploring alternative supply arrangements in case the request for an extension is declined. This diversification strategy aims to reduce dependence on a single energy source and mitigate potential disruptions to the country's energy sector. The Philippines' energy landscape has become increasingly complex due to global events, including the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. As a result, the country is actively seeking to expand its energy supply options, with a focus on securing oil from countries such as Colombia, Argentina, Canada, and the United States. Guerin's comments highlight the government's commitment to diversifying its energy sources and reducing reliance on any single supplier. Guerin also emphasized the importance of having multiple energy suppliers to ensure a stable energy supply and mitigate potential disruptions to the country's economy. This approach is particularly relevant in today's global energy landscape, where supply chain disruptions and geopolitical tensions can have far-reaching consequences. The Philippines' efforts to secure alternative energy sources reflect a broader trend towards energy diversification in many countries. As the world transitions towards a more low-carbon economy, governments are increasingly seeking to reduce their dependence on fossil fuels and explore new sources of energy. In this context, the Philippines' pursuit of Russian oil is just one part of a larger effort to secure a stable and sustainable energy supply. The government's decision to suspend excise tax on kerosene and liquefied petroleum gas is also seen as an attempt to stimulate demand for these fuels and reduce prices. However, this move has been met with opposition from President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s team of economic managers, who argue that suspending excise taxes on diesel and gasoline would not provide meaningful relief in the short term. According to Secretary of Finance Frederick Goh, the Development Budget Coordination Committee has determined that suspending excise taxes on diesel and gasoline would not likely lead to significant reductions in retail pump prices. Instead, any reduction in prices would be largely offset by prevailing market dynamics, making it difficult to achieve meaningful relief for consumers. The Philippines' energy sector is facing increasing pressure to secure alternative supply arrangements due to the expiration of a waiver to purchase Russian oil. The government's efforts to diversify its energy sources reflect a broader trend towards energy security and reducing dependence on any single supplier. As the world continues to navigate complex global events, countries like the Philippines are increasingly seeking to expand their energy supply options. This trend is likely to continue in the coming years, with governments around the world investing heavily in new energy infrastructure and exploring alternative sources of energy. The Philippines' pursuit of Russian oil is just one part of a larger effort to secure a stable and sustainable energy supply. As the country continues to diversify its energy sources, it will be watching closely to see how the U.S. responds to its request for an extension to the waiver.